Everything. Okay, we've been discussing the halachas of onein, Misha Mason Mutal Lefanav, in terms of the tour for mitzvahs, in terms of the Isser Basar V'yayin, etc. So today we're going to Bez Hashem discuss a different aspect, the Hainu, that we know that an Ovel is Aser in various things. There's an Isser Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish Amita, Nilas HaSandal, all these things that an Ovel is forbidden to partake in. So the question at hand is, when do these Yisurim begin? Do these Yisurim begin from the Misa, or they begin from the Kvura? So as everyone agrees that the minion that you, of the Shiva, that we count Shiva 7 days, that begins from the Kvura. Everyone agrees to that. The question, and clearly all these Surim exist then, but the question is, do they also exist from the Zman HaMisa? In other words, if a person loses a relative, could he take a haircut while he's still an onein? Could he take a rechitza shaltanag while he's still an onein? Do we say that these yisurim only set in from the time of the kvura, or not? Or do they set in right away? So this is a machlokas. We've shown him various shitas on this. So we'll go through the different shitas and how we paskin lahalacha. So the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Me'emes ha'yischayev adam ba'ovel, me'yishe yistam ha'goylo. That when the yistam ha'goylo, we'll discuss is the different opinions what that means. And basically it's the kvura, or the putting upon the rock on top of the coffin, etc. Aval kol zman shelo nikbar ha'meis, Ein osu bedover min hadvarim sha'ovel osu behen. And as long as the mace is not buried, then there's no isurim. No isurim apply. So pashtus means everything. Everything would be totally mutter. You can take, do anything you want. No isurim. Ubipnei tam zeh rochatz David v'soch k'shemes hayeled tam sheyikover. And it's for this reason that when David HaMelech's son passed away, so he was davening for him, davening, and then it says he passed away, and then David washed himself up. So what do you mean he washed himself up? I thought a novel is also brechitza. So the Rambam says, no, that's the pshat in the pasuk. The pshat is that since the kvura was not yet happening, it was before the kvura, so then it was permissible. And this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that all the Surei Avelos are only Chal from the Kvura. Again, the Chiddush of the Rambam is not that the Minyan, everyone agrees that the Minyan, whereas if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, dies on Sunday, and the Kvura took place on Monday, so everyone agrees when you're counting the 7 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that you count from the day of the Kvura. So that's not that's Pashut. The Chiddush of the Rambam is that the Isurim only kick in from the time of the Kvura, as opposed to saying the time of the Misa. And that's what the Rambam writes. The opinion that's supportive of the Rambam is quoted in the Ramban on page 5, is the Ritz Geus. It's on page 5 in the bottom. Harav Rabbi Yitzchak ben Geus zal kosov lo shno gzeir shiva v'lo shno gzeir shloshim mutarin bein misa l'kvur. That all the halachas of Shiva, all the halachas of Shloshim, are mutter until the Kvura. This is packet 5. So that means that if somebody, say, loses a relative, and he knows that now he's going to be usher to take a haircut or something like that for a long time, and he knows his hair is long, so he can go to the barber. Go get a haircut before the kfur. That's the Rambam says, and that's what the Ritz Geus says. All the halachas of Shiva, all the halachas of Shloshim. Tisporas, Rechitza, Sicha Tashvish Amita, V'shar Gzeres Shiva. Even Tashmish Amita. In other words, if the Misa took place on Sunday and the Kfura is on Monday and the couple wants to have Tashmish Amita in between, so they can. Only after the Kfura does the Issa set in. So that's the Rambam, that's the Ritz Geus. Now there are other Nahuk argues with them. So the famous Shita that argues with them is the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not true. First he comments on page 6 that how could you say Tashu Shamita's mutter? He says three lines. I put an arrow there on 6. Go a line up. The Tom Malatzvucha, the Bosser V'Yain Asru, the Lassos called Sarkom Mivnei Anunus Kedusha Peach Al Kiske Ames. He says it doesn't make any sense. We asser him for Bosser V'Yain. That everyone agrees that there's an Isser. Even the Rambam agrees that there's an Isser Bosser V'Yain. Fakir. There's only an Isser Bosser V'Yain by Aninus, not by Avelus. So Bosser V'Yain we asser, and we don't let him do other things. So he should be involved in the Iskei Emes. So he says, Kal v'chomer l'tashra shamita shafil kal shebekalim eino osakein. He says even the most a person who's a kal, who's not a serious person, but who is in such a situation, he's going to be mishamish. In other words, it's to do such be involved in such an activity at such a point is not appropriate. So how can he? And the Ritz Geus is makel on that. So the Ramban says it's not true. He says really the Surim start right away. On page 7, he clarifies. Kvar amru shehu asa leishev afilo mita kfuya el agave karka hu sarach leishev la amru el sheinu cholitz minol besandal veinu mat teif rosho veinu chai bekfiyas mitosav be'elu hikilo lov neishu torad biske hames umuto lov lakavra v'leilach imo b'yir li'ir. In Basel, Lachmir, Lov, Chalitza, Sandal, Minel, Vatifas, Arosh, Afiske, and Mason, Nifsodim, Bekach, Vifichach, Lachmir, Lov, Be'elu. He says, really, everything should be Asa right away. In other words, the Isurim should start right away from the Misa. The Isurim should start right away from the Misa, in contrast to the Rambam and the Ritz Geus, that say that all the Isurim are only from the Kvura and not from the Misa. He says, no, really, it should all be from the on the Misa, except there's certain things that if we would employ them right away, they will hinder the Hisaskus B'meis. For example, Kfiyas HaMita. If you make him be involved that he has to turn around, we don't have this today, but there used to be a din of Kfiyas HaMita that you have to flip all around all the beds. So he's going to spend time flipping around 10 beds in the house instead of being osik in the kvura. That's gonna shter. Or atifas harosh, you're gonna make him put some type of veil or head covering on his head, or taking off his shoes. If you're gonna make him do those things, then how is he gonna be covered the mix? So those things, which an ovel has to do, some of them are kumbaseis, the ovel has to do, so that even the Ramban is moda, that the onin doesn't have to do. But say taking a shower, a shaltanug, or getting a haircut, so there's no heter. There's no heter to get a haircut. There's no heter to have rechitza shaltanug, because those things are not gonna. The fact that the person has a lot of hair is not gonna hinder the hisaskus. And since by right the Surah Avelis set in right away, so then these Yisurim should be right away. And really everything should theoretically have been right away. But since they're going to, certain things, if you require them to do, are going to hinder the Hisaskus, so then those things you don't have to do. So you don't have to do the Kfiyas HaMita yet. You don't have to do the Atifas HaRosh. You don't have to do the Chalitza Sanal. So that's one nekuda that he makes. Then he gives a second nekuda. Further down, the first word on the line is viharabim. In the middle of that line. In other words, the Ramban makes is going to make a split. So the first thing he said is that really everything should be also right away, except the things that are going to hinder the hisaskus. Here he says a different point, a different hesber, that we know we'll be learning Bez Hashem in the future shir, that there's a whole discussion, is Avelis Daraisa or Drabbanan, meaning the Isurim, these 11 things that an Ovel can't do. He can't do Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish Hamita, Nilas HaSandal, all these things that the Nihugim of Avelis, are those Din Daraisa, Din Drabbanan, and there are various Ashitas. Some say it's all Drabbanan, some say the first day is Daraisa, so yeah, different opinions. He says, he says, no, he has a different shita. He says, like, there are 11 things that you can't be involved in. Chitza, Sicha, you know, all these 11 Nihugim. So he says, like this, that there's certain things that are pleasures. There's certain things that are pleasures. So the pleasures of life, those pleasures, for you to do those pleasures during Avelis, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. There are other things that are not necessarily pleasures, that are still Asr, those are only Asr Midrabbanan. So for example, Rechitza, to get a nice shower that's shaltanug, or to anoint yourself with oil, or tashmish hamita, those things are pleasures. So those things are usher during Shiva Midaraisa. Or to get a haircut. You know, if you have a lot of hair, it can give you to wear freshly, you know, to do or a laundry, to be able to wear fresh clothing. Those are pleasures. But the fact that we don't wear nilas sandal, or the fact that there's atifas harosh, so those are not to hinder pleasure. Faket, if you don't wear the shoes, the shoes is not a pleasure. It's that if you don't wear shoes, you're going to feel tsar. That's not alt pleasure. That's to be monet tsar. So those things are only midrabanan. So since those things, like nilas asandal, atifas harosh, which are not indulging in pleasures, and yet we still ask to them, those things are only asr midrabanan. So the things that are asr midrabanan, we say only asr later, only by the kfura. The things that are asr midaraisa are asr right away. Those are the... So basically the two things come out to the same conclusion, but with a different hesber. Either the chiluk between things that are going to shter the hisaskus, or are put off for later, or the things that are not idunim are put off for later. And everything else you have to do right away, you're forbidden to do right away. And the Rambam and the Ritz Geis say no, that everything is later. There's no isurim right away. You can accept Basar V'yayin, but that's a separate isur, Basar V'yayin. But the 11 things that an Ovel is asurin, Rechitza, Sicha, Tisporas, Tashra Shemitah, all these things are, the Rambam and the Ritz Geis say, only start from the time of the Fura, and the Ramban says that some start right away and some start later. So that's a separate discussion, right? If it's all 7 days or only one day, and then we'll have a separate shiur just on that nekuda. Oh. Now, these are the two main shitas. You know, it's usually people say it over Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, etc. But we'll see, as we learn, there are other nuances and other Rishonim we'll get to. But let's just focus on these two, the Rambam and the Ritz Geis on one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. So there seems to be a Gemara that perhaps could shed light on this discussion. Let's take a look in Gemara Ksubas. So the Gemara, page 2, Gimel Amud Beis. People know about this Gemara because it's the first parak of Ksubas, and that's a yeshivish parak. And as I say, you know, Ksubas is a Shas Katan. You have a little bit of everything. You have a little bit about Hilchas Ishus, and you have a little bit about Hilchas Shabbos, and Hilchas Yantif. You know, everything is in the first parak of Ksubas. That's why it's called a Shas Katan. Okay, so the Gemara that discusses, and we're going to have a separate shiur specifically on this topic as well. And that is the topic of Rachmana Litzlan. Someone's about to get married, and right before the wedding, say the day of the Chasana, he's getting married Sunday night, Chasan Shalom, the day of the Chasana, Sunday afternoon, a parent passes away. So, what do you do? Parent passes away, what do you do? So Kedetanya Kishaya Pito Ofui Tifko Tavuach, everything was ready for the wedding. The bread was baked, the animal was shechted, the wine was mixed. Umeis Oviv Shalchasa Noime Shalkala. So what do you do? So simple, you would say, okay, so bury the mace. Yeah, but if he buries the mace, then he's an Ovel, so then how he can't get married. So then all the food is going to go, all the money that they spent on everything is going to go to pot. So what do we do? So the Gemara has an unbelievable halacha, which again, we're not here today to discuss this halacha be'in. We'll have a separate shiur on this halacha be'in. And unfortunately, this has happened. This is not something that, you know, has not happened. This thing has happened and been, you know, practice halacha lemaisa, this particular thing, and that is the following: you hold off the kvura, you put the mace in a separate room, and you proceed with the wedding. You proceed with the chuppah, and the chassan is boel the bila rishona, and that's it. And then you do the kvura, and then you do the zayin yemei mishta, and then you do the zayin yemei avelus. That's the procedure.
So this is more after the zayin yemei mishta, or
no, you don't. In other words, once you have the chuppah and the bias mitzvah, so then you can do the kvura. Because then it's like once they have the chuppah and the bia, so now it's kielu, it's yontif. So once it's like if somebody dies on yontif, so what do? The shiva's not till after yontif. So once you get the yontif to be chal. It was really, you should have taken care of the mace. The mace came before. Even though you did the preparations, but the preparations are not any chalos. The person died, so you should be betam. No, we give you a kula to hold off on the kvura and create the yontif. How do you create the yontif? By having the chuppah and the bia. Now it's you're holding by yontif. So it's ki'ilu now that the... And so now when you have the kvura, it's ki'ilu, the same din as if somebody died in the middle of Chol HaMoed or on Yontif, and then you'll do the kvura on Chol HaMoed, and then the shiva will be afterwards. So the same thing over here, you create a Yontif. In other words, we let you create the Yontif, we let you hold off on any of the avelus things so that you can create the Yontif. So you create the Yontif, and now you could do everything. Then you do the kvura, and then back to the shiva yemei mishta, and then the avelus. So
and
then.
Okay,
so again, we're not here to discuss the sugi right now. That's a separate. We'll get into all the details of the sugi in a future packet. Okay, so that's. But then the Gemara says like this. The chol osad hayamin, where it's all the days, the rest of the 14 days, hu yashen bein hanoshim v'hi yashen bein hanoshim. As all these days, they cannot be, in other words, they're allowed to be a rishona, and after that, they can't even be misyachet together. They have to be in separate rooms. And him with the men, she with the woman, they can't even be together. Not only tashmish, but any type of chashash bia, we separate them. We don't let them sleep in the same bedroom together. Yeah. So, yes, Rashi says, Cholos and Yom Shal Yimei Mishta, Vishal Avelis. So the question is, what's with that? But we know, we just learned Hilchas Nida. So this is a famous phrase that if a person got married and he didn't have Bia Rishona yet, and his wife became a Nida, so then they can't, you know, be together, and they have to separate because over there, we understand that the taiva is so great, called in Bia Rishona, that even though normally when your wife is a Nida, there's no Isser Yichud, even though there should have been, she's also to you, but we say that there is no Yisur Yichud, no Susuga Bashoshanim, that we have confidence that no one will breach the Yisur Yichud, the Yisur Nida. But all of a sudden, over here, we make this Yisur. So why are we making this Yisur? What's with this Yisur? Why should they? They already had the Bia Rishona. So once you have a Bia Rishona, there's no you don't have then who Yashem Ben Anashim. We only find it in the case where they didn't have the Bia. Here they had the Bia. So the Gemara asked this question on page 4, Dalet Amud Beis. So Gemara says like this. If Ashi Yomar Mikad Man Mis Avelus Techocha Lo Veisul Alma. In other words, normally when somebody's in Avelus, so he can't be with his wife, but they can sleep in the same bedroom, right? So why all of a sudden? Says Avelus the Alma Chomer Velosi Lazulimin. Avelus Techocha came with Dakiru Rabbonon Osi Lazulimin. He says no. In other words, here we made a tremendous kula. Right? We made a tremendous kula here in this situation that we let them do what, you know, this whole thing. So we're afraid that since we were makil so much in the Avelus here, that people are not going to take this Avelus seriously. Because we basically put it on hold. Right? So therefore, Chazal felt that we have to institute a chumrah so you won't mezalzel in the avelus. And therefore, they instituted a chumrah that what? That hu yashin ben anoshim hi shena ben anoshim. They made a chumrah. So this way you won't come to be mezalzel. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what is the kula? What is the kula that we have? My kula, ilay mitakatani boal bilas mitzvah. So maybe the kula is that we matir the bilas mitzvah. Here, a fellow lost his parent, and now we're letting him do a bia before the kvura. That seems like a big kula. That seems to be like a huge kula. So we're afraid that once we instituted that huge kula, people will mezalzel in the whole thing. So therefore, we make a chumra. That who yashin ben anoshim v'yishena ben anoshim. So the Gemara says no. That's not the reason. That's not the kula that we're talking about. Why? Hasum mishum dolokchal alav avelusa. Because over there, that's not a kula. The avelus wasn't chal yet. Either Rabbi Loza asher yetzei mipesach habayis, either Rabbi Yeshua asher yistom magolo. So the simple reading of this Gemara, at a simple level, seems to imply like the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. In other words, it's no kula. An onin is allowed b'tash mishamita, according to the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. So we were in any situation, not this fancy situation, in any situation, he's allowed. So that's not such a kula. The fact that we say baal bilas mitzvah. So that can't be the kula that we're talking about. That since we made a kula, we have to make, we have to offset it with a chumra. That's not what we're talking about. So what's the kula? El de katani no el shiva yimei mishta v'chakach no el shiva yimei avelus. No, the kula is the fact that that we allow you to manipulate the situation by right. The who came first here? The misa came first. The preparations, but there's no chalos to the preparations. The misa came. The misa is a chalos that the guy's relative died. So now there's a chiyuv. So we say you could put that chiyuv aside, and even though and cut ahead with the mishnah. Go on with the mishnah, but the avela should come first because the misa came before the wedding. Right? You didn't have a chuppah yet. The misa happened the day of the wedding, before the chuppah took place. And yet we let you manipulate the situation that the mishnah should come first by putting it aside. So that's taka akula. So therefore, but the fact that we shunned this avelus and gave it second seat, so therefore we're afraid that who knows, you might not even keep it properly and you might be mezalzel. So therefore we have to add chumras here to offset it. So the Rishon point out the Lechora, this Gemara is a Beferish Araya to the Rambam and the Ritz Geis, because the Gemara uses a Lashon that's not a Kula. Akati lochalalav avelusa. So the question is, so what is the, what are the other Rishonim going to say? What is the Ramban going to say? What is the Ramban going to say? B'chora, the Ramban, according to the Ramban, that is a Kula. That is a Kula. Right? Because an Onan is Osir. An Onan is Osir B'tash Mishamita. So the Ramban has a teretz. The Ramban has a teretz. What's the let me say it outside first. The teretz is like this. The Ramban says, yeah, it is a kula, but it's not a kula in avelus. It's a kula in aninus, and therefore, a kula in aninus wouldn't necessarily make you be mezalzel in avelus. It's a kula, but not a kula in aninus. It's a kula in avelus. Not a kula in avelus. It's a kula in aninus. So therefore, we wouldn't have been worried, since we're making an aninus, you're going to come to mezalzel in avelus, because this is a kula in aninus. It's not a kula in avelus. So memela, we have to find the kula in avelus. So that, the Gemara says, the kula in avelus is that we pushed off the whole avelus a week. That was the kula in avelus. So memela, the Ramban also is able to learn up this Gemara, and it's not a, so they both could fit in. He says it's on page 5. Take a look on page 5, on the left side. First word on the towards the bottom. First word is ahi, ahi lokasha. Dachi amina, avelus to hacha b'idin dakati l'cholola avelus, hu dakil b'rabon. Fafa pishu b'mokam acher, Asura love the shamish, even though there is an isser. So why are you saying it's not a kula? Kedeshi yemefakech aliskek vroso kani tiru. Ava mishachala alava velus loi kiluba. Umishum kilusa de kamis timis golel lo osiluzazuli ba velus the ikashiva. In other words, just because we're makel before in the anina zone, in the mishamesu mutolafanav zone, we're not going to have come to a zilzul in the Avelus, so we wouldn't have necessarily needed to make that chumrah of who Yoshein ben Anoshim, Yoshein ben Anoshim. But not to say that it's not a kula, it is a kula. The simple reading of the Gemara perhaps is like the Rambam, perhaps, that it's just very simple. Lo chalal of Avelusa, so it's not a kula. The Ramban said, no, the Ramban is a, it's more of a, you know, that it's a kula, but it's not a kula. And okay, maybe you could do this, think about what you think is more pashtus in the lashon ha-gemara. But these are two ways that the Rishonim learn this piece of Gemara Ksubas, and the way they learn it is relevant of, you know, of this basic machlokas.
But it's a different.
That's midin that aninus has that those isurim, but that's still a different. That's still a different time zone. A different. Whereas, and you don't have to say it's so lumdish. You know, it's a question of what the hamonam is going to perceive. In other words, you don't necessarily have to have lumdish. If the people, you know, it's what they think people will come to be mezalzel. And since halachically this is a different, it was, yeah, you're right. It could be it's one din. It's, you know, that's hal right away. But if people perceive that before the kfura is a different thing than after the kfura, so then they wouldn't necessarily be mezalzel
in for a kula before the kfura, he won't come to mezalzel after the kfura. Oh, okay. Now, if you take a look, so these are the two ways. Take a look in the Drisha, page 8. So he. Okay, so we got out in the Gemara. Everyone could learn Pshat in the Gemara. And what about the story of David HaMelech? Everyone has to be able to learn Pshat in David HaMelech. You have to learn Pshat in the Gemara Ksubas, you have to learn Pshat in David HaMelech. So the Rambam has David HaMelech on his side. So what is the Rambam going to do? So the Drisha says in the bottom, because of Shatamze Rochatz David V'sach Shemesa Yel Term Shei Kovev, Rambam the Osir Rechitza Eim Olu Stira Mi David Yesh Loma the Rambam L'Tamei Oziel T'Kosar Rabbeinu L'Kamam B'Shmo B'Simen Shem Pei Aleph T'Achar Shenikbar Hameis B'Shas Sudas Havro. There used to be a minig that after the Kvura, when everyone was dirty and they were eating V'Sudas Havro, people would wash to just get rid of the dust and the. So the Ramban would learn that rechitza of David HaMelech was not before the Kfura, like the Rambam says, and therefore brings a raya, but that was that same rechitza that people used to do, that after they would do the Kfura, and everyone would be dirty from all the dirt, so they would wash themselves, and that washing is not osur, because that's not rechitza shaltanim, that's rechitza lahavir hazuama. So that would be okay. And that's the washing. But in a chanami, if you want to wash before, well, everyone agrees if it's not shaltanug, it's mutter. But this was this old minug that people used to do after the kfura, lavir azuma, and that's what it was referring to that David did. And maybe the Rambam never heard of such a minhag, and therefore he just assumed kipshuto that the rechitza of David was before the kfura. That's another terror. So that's one way the Ramban would learn David HaMelech. Then the Drisha gives another shot. Yesh mfarshim shimidoso yell at Epshar to lahavi bar kayama, the ames toch shloshim. Right, story in Shmuel Beis Yud Ches. So it could be he was a nafel. Could be there was no real chiyuv avelus on the child anyway. So you can't learn anything out from that story. But then he says, it's not such a good pshat because we learn that Tashmish Amita is also from David, so it's mashu that there was a real Avelis there. So maybe that's not such a good raya. Maybe it wasn't a nafel. Inami efshar desfir le debemelech beinin shehev muhudar gusiv melech beyofri over techazena inecha. Well, gozu chachamim love. But maybe melech is different. The melech gets special dispensation. That Melech always has to look gloryful in his glory. Melech biyofio tekzen einecha. So, therefore, they weren't gozer israchitz on him. So these are various ways that Ramban. Would get out of the mice of David HaMelech. Oh, now if you take a look in the supplement here, so look in the tour. Shem Mamal Kosef Harambam Shekolz Man Shalom Nigbar Meisin Osher B'Chol Advarim Shalom Velosabem. Hey, Kosef Haritz Geyes, Shonim mutar ben misa l'kvur b'tchposes t'svar t'kis sikh t'ash mishamidu b'shar g'rei v'shiv shiva. Because of Ramban, shgogehi, mashaytir b'tash mishamidu. Was even l'shitoscha, was that you want to say that things start later, but tash mishamidu is not shaykh that it should be starting later. Tash mishamidu has to be also now. Guliyam b'chol also b'mkei k'tzaz dinia, haveyos nogim b'ogur, chitzer sikhav, kam chom achilas b'otsu shtiyas yayin. Right. And then he quotes that Chalitza Saminol, that Tifus HaRosh, Kfiyas HaMita doesn't apply. So then, the tour on page 2 quotes two more shitas in Rishonim. Let's start with the Balei Tosas and Moikot and Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosas and Chav Gimel Amud Beis also has this discussion of what's Aser. So he says where the arrow is. Yesh lomar d'dvarim shehem yishum ovel muter gabei onin uvavelos asurim v'dvarim shehem asurim yishum avelos el mishum sheyesh lul yos torad b'gvuros meis v'lim shoch achar. That was really all the Avela stuff is only for later. And the only thing we asked before the Kvura are things that are going to get away in the get away of the Kvura. Achilles Basar, Shtias Yayin, Subanon Davka, Vitash Mishamita. Those things. Basar Yayin is something that perhaps once you start eating meat and wine, you indulge and you get involved and you don't get to do the Kvura. And Tash Mishamita also. That you might get too involved in that. Or another svara is that Simcha Yisera. The chutzpah, and it's chutzpah, kach matzasi. Then he says, Tiglachas v'tisporas lo yadinin. He's shari bonin. I'm not sure about tiglachas is disperse. But basically, his approach is different than the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. Because the Rambam and the Ritz Geis saying everything is not till later. So he's saying no, that it could be, there's a possibility everything's later, but in terms of these. Isurim Tash Mishamita is already Aser from the Misa. Okay. So that's a different Shita. In other words, we have the Ramban, we have the Rambam. This Tosis is being Mechalek between any Tash Mishamita and all the other things. In other words, Rechitzi, you could. And in some things he's mistopic about. But Tashu Shemitah is the only thing he says in certainty is Osir right away. And he has two pshatim why it's Osir right away. Either because Shemi Yimshach or
In other words, he'll get too involved in it, or that it's just it's a simple yisayir, it's a chutzpah, to, you know, sort of like when the Ramban says, afil kal shebekalim, zeinim mishamish mitosa. Okay, so that's one, another perspective that we didn't see yet, to be mechalek between, that all the other things might be chal later, but possibly yayin, of course, now shemishamita would be from the time of the Misa. And then the Rabbeinu Peretz, right, to the smak and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Smak is on top and the Rabbeinu Peretz is on the bottom. It says, Onen osu lechol basav lishtos yayin. Ve'inu mevarach brachas hamotzi. Ve'ochel b'lo bracha. Ve'ochel mevarachim lo v'nom zamin lo. Okay, that we know. Potter min atzvil, min atzvilin, kriyashma, etc. Umutar benilas asandal, lotzeis mi besam. Right, in other words, he can wear his shoes, and he can leave his house. We know that Ovel is not allowed to leave your house, so obviously that Isser can't apply, because you have to leave the house to get the kvura done. So that is going to not apply to later. And then the Rabbeinu Peretz writes in the bottom, "Aval tashu shamita v'chol shar dinei avelus noeg." The tashu shamita is also in chol shar dinei avelus noeg. Avogav the Amru Parakama de Ksub is Chosin Bol Bilas Mitzvah Porish, Avopi Shu Onen Chosin Shiny, etc. So now let's look in the tour how he's. And then the supplement there, the tour. On the second page. So the Torah just quotes this Rabbeinu Peretz together with the Ramban. Third line, page 2. Kein kosev harav Rabbeinu Peretz. Shosur b'chol masha noeg ba'ovel chutz min linas hasandal. It could be, so linas hasandal is and yosim b'pesav beso. What about Atifus Harosh? I don't know. And then he quotes the Tosis. Okay. Now, let's look in Shulchan Aruch to see how this is all brought down. So, page 9, the Shulchan Aruch says, now the last part of the Mechaber is going to be the last part of the Shir today, so we'll leave that for now. So the Mechaber writes, he's not Cholitz Minol, he's not Chayiv Ratifas Harosh, and he doesn't have to do Kfiya Samita. Kol Shekin Shol. So you could say that this is
the Ramban. And then the Ramah is adding, Kol Shekin Shos to B'tash B'Shamita, on the Torah B'Shem Ramban. And the Yesh Omrim, Tosar Brechitza V'Sichav, with the Sparz Mulacha. So who's that Yesh Omrim? I mean, what's the Yesh Omrim? It's much better that the first opinion is not necessarily ossering Rechitza, but if it's really the Ramban, so then Rechitza should be Osir also. So why is it a Yesh Omrim? It should be part of the first Shita. And the way the parentheses person writes, that the first Shita Mechaber and the first part of the Ramah is the Ramban. And then the Yesh Omrim is something else. Hagos Maimoni B'Shem Smak. Why isn't that the Ramban? So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that the footnote, parentheses person, got it wrong. Page 5. So he explains them in Halacha Chav Zayin. Nearly. He says, Hine Yesh machlokas ben harishonim im dvar masurim bavelas asurim gam baninusim lav. Vezeh loshon ha-tur. Kosev ha-ramam kol shman shalom nikbar meisein osur b'chol ha-dvarim shal vel osur ben. Hei kosev ha-ritz geis. Shein osur ben misa l'kvur b'tchbozus v'tisporos v'chitz v'tash m'shemish v'sarz gizeh shiva. Good. Then Kosev Ramban Shkogahi Chaya Masheitir B'Tashvi Shemita. Good. And the V'chein K'saz D'Nei Ve'ez Nogim Parachitza Sicha, etc. Ve'en Tzorach Lom Simcha Tisparas. And then the Ramban says only the Nilas HaSandal because that's going to stare. V'chein Kosev Rabbeinu Peretz it's Ad Kalashon. Now he explains Chav Ches. Nimso l'fize. The Rambam Ritz Geyes Vatosis. So in Chol Dinei Aves Enogim Ba'onim. Rak B'tashish Amito Cholkim Hatosis. So it's basically the Rambam, the Ritz Geyes are in one camp, and basically Tosis is in that camp also, with one Knesh, is the Tashish Amito. And according to the first day in Tosis, it's not so much als Als Isur Avelis, it's just Als Shemi Yimshach. But basically, the Uli Isur Avelis are not till later, like the Rambam. So he says like this, but the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Peretz, they're in the other camp. Sirili Shanoigwa called Dine Avelis, Levad Masha Hechrich, Lili Lesser Advarma Gormi Mikub, Lotzarche Hames, Kenidas Asano, Loyach Berchov Kayotibo. So he says like this, Rabbeinu Abbas Yosef Pose Karama Messiato. He says that the Beis Yosef really paskins like the Rambam and the Ritz Geis. So basically, when the Mechaber is quoting this opinion, Kol Zman Shelo Nikbar HaMeis Einu Chol Etzmin Al V'San Al Ein Chayav Bativus HaRosh V'Kviyas Hamita, so he's basically saying the sheet of the Rambam. That everything is later. But the point is, the Mechaber didn't quote Tashmish Amita. So Rabbeinu Ramah b'al Osef, Tafilu Shituzu, also b'Tashmish Amita, Kidas HaTosis. And the Ramah is adding in, but we should, even if you follow this Shita, you should be Machmer and Tashmish Amita. Even though the Rambam himself is not Machmer and Tashmish Amita. And then the Yesh Omrim is the Ramban. The Yesh Omrim is the Ramban because the Yesh Omrim says there's an Isser Rechitza. So that's the Ramban who says there's even an Isser Rechitza. Tlom Kedas Ramban, Ramban Peretz, El Shechitzu B'Zeh. Then he says, "Vametzayin b'ramor irbev hadvarim ayin sham." Okay, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan wants to read how the. So b'kitzer, we normally assume that the surim are chal right away. I don't know if any. I would have to check if Sephardic Mora Hara are more lenient. It's hard to quantify because I don't know. Would anyone be matter Lamaisa Sephardic Mora Hara? Would he matter Tisporus? I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone. I would have to be mayan into that more, but certainly Ashkenazim and Minagolam is to be machmir.
Like Yeshomrim,
right? So then there's a question that people raise: what about Nilas Asandal? Because what's the issue with the with the Nilas HaSandal. So, what's with the Nilas HaSandal? So, Chora, that's the Feirish, according to everyone, that there's no issue Nilas HaSandal. So, some people, some contemporary Rabbanim, Shechtas mentioned this, Rabbi Willig was knowing this way, of the opinion that maybe this. We should have an Isser Nilas HaSandal right away, because if the Isser of Nilas HaSandal is pushed off only because it's going to shtare the Iske HaKvura, so maybe that was only in their days that they didn't have sneakers or things like that. So that meant if you didn't wear your shoes, you went barefoot. So how are you going to go on the roads barefoot to the Kfura? So it would stare the Kfura. So the question is, what about today? What about Bizman Hazeh that you could just as easily wear the sneakers, which the person is going to wear anywhere during the Shiva Simei Avelis? And so as if you're saying that we're really paskening like the Ramban and we're assuming everything right away, and but the Ramban didn't ask the Nilas HaSandal because it's going to stare the Kfura, so maybe today that doesn't apply. But I think Minaka Olam, it's hard to say. I mean, other Rabbanim is not that way. Is that no? Like Rav Abadi said to me, it's like Lo Gozru. In other words, they weren't Gozer on Nilas HaSandal till later, so that's it. Today you can have Kuntzin. This, that, so there's no chiyuv, and therefore the person could wear the shoes until after the kvura. Another point I was thinking about also, I was looking in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, he points out the Gra. The Gra in Sifkot and Yudches. But Lomar Kol Shehu B'Shei Valtase Kol Shehu Simcha. The things that are Osir for an Onain are things of Shei Valtase. So I think another Svara why the Isser shouldn't apply is that, in other words, against this idea that today a person should, we have a concept of sneakers, so a person already at the Levaya should be wearing sneakers. So I think another reason Besides this idea, like Rav Abadi said, lo gozru, no, very simple. And I think this is what I think the Divrei Sofrim says this. I'd like to see that. In other words, anything that's a kumva say, we're not mechayiv and owning to do. So if a person is wearing shoes and then a relative passes away, so we're not going to mechayiv him to take off the shoes. That's a kumva say. Ah, it takes a second. It doesn't matter. They don't mechayiv kumva says. Just like a brikas nenin also takes 2 seconds. But then, and so this is a kumva say. Ah, you'll tell me when you get dressed the next morning. So you can just as easily put on your sneakers like put on your shoes. But once they weren't mechayiv you to take off the shoes. So, and taking off the shoes would be a kumvasei. So, memela, it's not nichlal in the whole iser. So, memela, that would be the idea that I saw in the something along these lines. The Divrei Sofrim put this in my head. This idea. So there's a new kinach to this discussion. Okay, that's that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Mincha Shlomo has other discussions. Before we get to that, Isaac Rice is Morer, two Nakudas that I said I would get back. One is the famous discussion that the Poskim have about owning the Sphere Somer. So the Sphere Somer now shouldn't be Nogea to anybody. It should never be Nogea, not owning the Sphere Somer, but that's a Shiloh. You know, because there, you know, so Pashut is, he's not sold for the Omer. The mitzvah, he doesn't do mitzvah, so he'll do it after the Kvura. And then that'll be enough to, that's the simple. Now, Soloveitchik has this whole other, maybe you can sold for Taurus. You know, he has a whole lumdus about Sphir Somer that's about Pshat and the Bahad. If you miss one day, what's Pshat? Is it? It's not out the kiyum hamitzvah shabbat. It's that once you miss a day, then it's not a sphere anymore. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. That's not a sphere. So maybe you could still count as man aninus b'toras the minyan, but not b'toras the mitzvah. There's a tshuva in the Ksav Sofer about that. Also, he doesn't say about aninus. Pasha says not that way. Pasha says again without any lumdus. Chazal will not mechayiv you to do anything. They weren't mechayiv, even if you're not doing a b'toras mitzvah or b'toras. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's idea. That it's a din in the sphera that missing a day is not because if you miss the mitzvah, you can't continue. It's that once you miss the sphera. So then, once you miss a count, it's no longer a sphere.
No more than 24 hours. If you're looking to wait for someone
to
come
back, so
you're
going to be mad if
you miss a day,
but you'll count
the
rough. Yeah, okay. So you miss. Stoma, you go to shul and you hear it from the chazan. Probably better. Rovam had your smell. No, but the bracha, sorry for sure.
You're missing counting at all. Even if you don't count, then you're missing the count.
Right.
So you have to count.
But I understand. In other words, you missed it. So you miss it.
So but you can continue counting afterwards? So
you count, so the child, well, you can make a bracha. So you'll hear the bracha from the chazan.
From then on.
From then on.
Not during Adinos, but from then on.
From then on.
Can you be
yotze during Adinus? No. Mustamas is not the right thing to do. Just like your person shouldn't be listening to Havdalah and shouldn't be listening. It's not proper. It's not just like Chazal say you don't do the mitzvahs. And if we assume la locha rasha lahachmir rosh lahachmeinu rashai, so this is it's not a din in your words. It's a din you're going to listen. It's also so you missed. You know these concerns. Look, and if Rahmanul Islam in the situation of someone would miss Birkas Achama, you know, so you'd have to wait 28 years, you know, for the next Birkas Achama. It's not, and the other thing, Isaac was more, and this is after looking some more, is, you know, as I'll say, if somebody loses a relative and they're leaving him a lot of money in for Yerusha, so if many people are going to benefit, you make Hatova Ameitiv. And so the question he asked me, you know, once you hear that he died, you make Hatova Ameitiv or Shachianu, if only one person is benefiting, so how does that bracha work in that you make it to Zman Aninus? So that I want to be Ma'ayin a little bit. They talk about that, but I have to be Ma'ayin a little bit more, because our Onin shouldn't make bracha. So all of a sudden he can make the Hatova Ameitiv. Okay. Right. Usually the minhag is to make it by the kriya, right? So you could say that maybe those brachas, right? So those brachas like dayan emes, tova meitiv, all these things are shayach leinyan. So those things maybe perhaps even made then. Okay. The Shlomo Zalman discusses what about when he gets dressed in the morning? Does he put on his talis cotton? If he's going to have kavana not to do the mitzvah, then he's putting on a beged without the tzitzis. So he says maybe you could say that's part of his normal dress or something like that. And okay, that's the famous Mordechai. What happens if your tzitzis get broken on torn on Shabbos? So maybe you could still do it because it's an honest. Then he has another piece about an onen. So if Shlomo Zalman says maybe he could do it. Because that's part of his dress, and the fact that he's mechavin lemitzvah, so what makes it a mitzvah is that he's mechavin lemitzvah, so that's maybe considered that he's doing the whole mitzvah only by machshava. Because the maisa, that's part of his dress. So that's not a pegiya of the kavanah meis. Okay, maybe. Then he has a piece about onen on Tisha B'Av. So onen really wears his shoes, but Tisha B'Av you can't. Yachlots nolav yikshalav in v'sasim tzorchem meis. So mutav alina sasano. What then, Bemisha Nasa Onim Toch Avelo, or if he's an Onim for another mace while he's sitting Shiva for the first mace, so then he can put on his shoes.
Zayim.
Misha Nasa Onim Becham in a sphere, but when she. Okay. I don't know if everyone would say like this. I'll check more.
So then he says, what about on Yom Kippur? Because he's an onan on Yom Kippur, if he's going to be machshich al atchum, like just like on Shabbos, if he machshich al atchum, there's a din of aninus even on Shabbos. So could he wear the shoes? So he says that b'zmanenu that you can get out of it was b'zmanenu that you can get out of it by wearing the sneakers. But as someone, I think maybe Rabbi Tuchman last time we did it around pointed this out, or someone else pointed out that maybe he only said it in this situation, but he's mashma that he's assuming normally that an onan could put on shoes. It's just that if he's an onan in Yom Kippur, so normally we would say that you can put on shoes to do the kvura, so that if you don't have to put on the shoes, put on the sneakers and do the kvura. So there's no hechuk to put on the shoes. But it could be that he wouldn't subscribe to this idea, like some pointed out, about that there has to be an issur of that an onan bechlal should not wear shoes. Okay, the Masachas Machas has another point on page 12. He says, "Ovel Kolzman Shemeis Mutol Lefonav." The Tosefta, the Maseches Machos, "Ein Yoshein Lo Al Gabei Mita, Lo Al Gabei Mita Kfuya." So, what is that all about? So, the Ramban says, Ramban writes in the Torah Sodom on the next page, "Perish Al Yoshein Al Gabei Karka." So that's what the Shulchan Aruch brought there, the part that we skipped before in the Mechaber. Kolzman Shalom Nikbar, etc. Einu Cholitz bin Milo Vosan Ali Chaybetiv Zarosh. Aval also leishev olishon al gabei mita afil kfuya, because he has to sit on the karka, sleep on the karka. So there's a discussion that the achronim have why people don't do this, why people not makbid on this mananinus of yeshiva al gabei karka. So during avelus, people sit on the ground, but what about during aninus? So Rav Tzinner quotes different achronim that talked about this. The Divrei Malkiel in the footnote bays, page 7, Misonin al olam einam nizharim bezeh. And he quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava, who was from the Nodeb Yehuda's Besdin. That he says in Prague, Rabbi Makilim, Yoshim Lasapsal, and you don't see the Rabbanim complained. So he tries to give Terutzim. So one thing he quotes the Levush of Tzinner in the fourth line, which it's here in the packet, which basically is similar to saying over the Ramban, that really Medina, everything should be Osir. But certain things that are going to steer the Iske Kfurim. So Mela, the Onain, sort of Tzinner wants to say that maybe the Onain is so involved in the writing the drushes and making the phone calls, and so maybe that's how it became that they weren't as nizer on the yeshiva al safsal, because that was also considered something that would shter the kitaskis, perhaps. Okay, so these are the Rabosai, the yesodas here, of the Surah Avelis Bizman Shemesu Mutu Lefonov, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tosis, different and how it fits in
L'maisa. And there's Hashem, Wednesday we'll continue the shaila that people brought up about Avelis. Is Avelis the Raisa, is Avelis the Rabbanon? So that's the next shiur, Be'ez Hashem. Oh,